Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for June 19th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall, and I'd like to welcome the new host of this podcast, my 9 to 5 Mac colleague, Chance Miller. Hey, Chance, how are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to take over.
Yeah, so listeners have probably noticed that 9 to 5 Mac Daily has been on hiatus for about a month now. And before the hiatus, I was honestly only putting out about 1 to 3 episodes a week at most, which is not the vision for the podcast. We want to do 3 to 5 minutes of news, roundups each weekday. So, part of what happened was I got a little sick and needed some time away. And, in returning, we've decided that, Chance Miller will take over hosting, and this will be his first podcast. So I'd like everyone to welcome him. Chance, you're on Twitter at where?
At Chance H. Miller.
So be sure to follow Chance. And of course, early listeners know that when I began hosting this podcast, it took some learning how to go from 9 to 5 Mac Happy Hour, where I talk with Benjamin Mayo each week, to a more scripted podcast. So obviously, give Chance some time to learn here. Just like I needed. And without further ado, I'm going to hand hosting completely over to Chance. And thanks for subscribing, everybody. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Zach. And now let's dive into the news for today, Wednesday, June 19th. 9 to 5 Mac reported on Tuesday that Apple is making several changes to its retail store design. The changes are meant to remove confusion for shoppers and encourage hands-on interaction with products. There's new signage highlighting key differences between things like the iPhone XS and iPhone XR, as well as a new Apple Watch display that allows users to try on the different models and interact with the various different bands. To remove confusion around checkout, Apple is testing a new Express Checkout area. This is where shoppers can go to quickly buy accessories if they don't know that they can do so via the Apple Store app. All of these changes come following Deirdre O'Brien being named Apple's Senior Vice President of Retail and People back in February. These are the first shifts we've seen in Apple's retail strategy since then, but there still could be much more to come this year. Apple today announced that it has expanded its authorized service network to include every Best Buy location in the United States. This means you can now take your Apple device to a Best Buy to have it repaired, and Best Buy is offering same-day iPhone repairs using genuine Apple parts. The partnership includes nearly 1,000 Best Buy stores, which means there are now well over 1,800 Apple authorized service providers in the United States. And that's in addition to the over 500 Apple retail stores there are around the world. In other news, Apple this week released the second developer beta of iOS 13. The update includes improvements to the Files app, adding SMB and APFS support. Other changes include new Memoji stickers, updates to the Camera app, CarPlay interface improvements, and more. In addition to iOS 13 Beta 2, Apple has released the second developer betas for iPadOS 13, WatchOS 6, macOS Catalina, and tvOS 13. Most notably, tvOS 13 finally adds support for picture-in-picture, allowing you to keep watching a video while you move throughout the tvOS interface. As always, remember that iOS 13 is still in beta, and Apple says it's designed only for thrill seekers. The public beta will be available next month, and it should be much more stable for day-to-day use. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out this week with a new investor note focusing on the 2020 iPhone lineup. Kuo says that Apple will introduce 3 new OLED iPhones next year, coming in at 6.1 inches, 5.4 inches, and 6.7 inches. The latter two of those will reportedly support 5G connectivity, while the 6.1-inch model would stick with LTE for another year. Kuo says the 5G modem used in the 2020 iPhones will be supplied by Qualcomm following the chipmaker's settlement with Apple earlier this year. Apple's in-house modems aren't expected to be ready for general use until 2022 at the earliest. As for the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Max, which we expect this fall, we should expect overall form factor and designs to stay the same, with Apple focusing on camera and performance improvements. We just posted our full rumor roundup on 9to5mac.com, so be sure to check that out. A report this morning suggested that Apple is talking with its suppliers and is in the early stages of a fundamental restructuring of its supply chain. This comes as the trade war between the United States and China continues to cause concerns for companies like Apple. Apple has reportedly asked suppliers to investigate the cost associated with moving between 15% and 30% of its production out of China. The report says that Apple's production shift outside of China could take at least 3 years before there's any meaningful change in output. Apple has already expanded iPhone production to countries like Brazil and India, but it's now looking to take things further and is investigating moving iPads, MacBooks, and AirPods in addition to the iPhone. Lastly, Twitter has detailed its plans to bring Twitter back to the Mac using Apple's Project Catalyst technology. In a post on its engineering blog, Twitter wrote that it will be able to leverage Project Catalyst to bring its existing iOS codebase to the Mac. Twitter said that it will be able to add native Mac features on top of the existing iPad Twitter experience. In terms of maintenance, Twitter's engineering team is hopeful that the shared code base should allow it to be as efficient as possible and support Twitter on the Mac for many years to come. The new Twitter Mac app is expected to launch this fall alongside macOS Catalina. Read these stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and be sure to check back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5Mac Daily.